Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 14th of August, recording at 8:40 p.m., and that's British Summer Time, so 20 minutes before the close on Wall Street. And what can we say about these markets? Well, you know, on Monday and Tuesday, we had a bullish tone here for stock markets because Kenneth Rogoff, a highly respected academic economist, had come out and said that we should be reflating in the United States. And I commented on that, of course, on both days and posted the Bloomberg report on that yesterday. And today we had another Bloomberg report. Said that a poll of economists showed that 65% of them saw Fed tapering commencing next month. Well, it's all good fun and games, but that's knocked the U.S. stock market back here today, with the Dow's down 0.7 of a percentage point here today, a little less for the other two indices. Okay, what else do we see taking place right now? Well, Canada, Mexico, and Brazil are all stronger in here today. Moderate gains, but again, they're not that heavily influenced by Wall Street's action today. And one of the reasons for that is because people have recognized recently that miners are a bombed out sector here overall, and that prices have begun to firm. And as a matter of fact, they've had quite a good rally here this month, but all very low levels. And the same thing can be said for industrial metal prices. So we're at a stage in the market cycle where the things that have been leading the way up throughout the bull run of over 4 years are looking pricey and looking overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages. And so investors are not going to panic in here at this stage. They're nervous about QE tapering, of course, because it does mean that the Fed would no longer be providing that big wall of money that they've been able to count on so far. But we're not going to get any hikes in short-term interest rates anytime soon, in my opinion. So I think investors are sort of shifting portfolios around, and this is classic late in the bull market cycle business, where they're looking at areas that haven't done very well. And that's why the European stock markets have had a good month along with the miners. And there has been some encouraging news on Europe, and that the economic slump which they have been in has been pretty grim, but it looks like France and Germany are leading a return to a bit of growth, and let's hope that actually continues. Now, again, the European stock markets are mostly up in here today. It's actually the UK that appears to be the one exception. And in the Asian markets, Japan up another 1.3% today. The Hang Seng was up 1.2%. That's Hong Kong, of course. The actual China A shares were just a fraction lower, less than a quarter of a percentage point in here, and they've had a pretty good bounce recently, and some good rallies by some of the underperforming in recent weeks ASEAN indices, led by the Philippines, up 1.56 percent here today. Now, if Wall Street closes where it is right now, we'll see some selling pressure, at least in the early trading, I would suspect, in these markets. But overall, I think you know our view at Fuller Money, but I'll repeat that point. We think that we'll see plenty of ranging, fairly sort of choppy environment overall. That's nothing to panic about, but equally I wouldn't pay up for anything that's been very strong, If you're looking to buy, it's some of these lagging sectors that we have been previously talking about, such as the metals and miners. And we still like those European indices as well. Now, moving on to government bonds. We do not like government bonds. They are in the early stages of a bear market, having ended that 30-year plus secular bull market, which took yields down to lows that, we are not likely to see again for the rest of our lifetime, in all probability. And I regard the bond yields actually as the canary in the coal mine as far as stock markets are concerned. So even though you're not investing in those, I think we want to keep a good close eye on those, because while central banks have vowed that they're not going to be raising short-term interest rates anytime soon, and I believe them when they say that, what we may well see, or I'll put it this way, if we see another surge in long-dated government bond yields, so say the 10 years pushing up, for instance, when you see U.S. Treasuries, U.K. gilts, we see them pushing up to 4, 3.5, 4%. That's certainly going to be at least the start of a headwind for global stock markets. So I'd keep a close eye on those. Of course, the central banks will try to prevent that from actually happening. But they may not, well, they won't be able to succeed in doing that over the medium term, over the lengthy medium term, in my opinion. So, what else to mention here? The US dollar is slightly easier in here today. No drama that I can see in the currency markets. The yen is hanging around a little above 98 against the US dollar. And well, a little bit of a, well, very, very quiet. It's a very, very quiet day here in the currency markets. So let me go on to the more exciting area, which is the commodity markets right now. That CCI index is rallying from a higher low, got down to that same floor area once again, and has bounced up. And I think it's oversold. That's that continuous commodity index, of course, CCI. And I think it's oversold. And I think that we're getting some short covering in those commodities. And if the global economy is going to see a somewhat better performance later this year and next year, and that's quite a reasonable prospect, I think, overall, then we will see a number of those commodities pushing somewhat higher. Now, good growing conditions could hold back the grains and beans and other agricultural commodities, but the metals are recovering from those oversold conditions that I mentioned earlier, and they're all higher in here today. As a matter of fact, most commodities are higher in here today, and when I'm looking at a big screen here, the only one that I can see down is cotton, and it's only down a tiny fraction here overall. I do expect them to range higher. Another risk for stock markets, I hope this one does not play out disadvantageously for us, but keep an eye on those crude oil prices. I've mentioned that a lot. They're not a problem right now, or it's just a mild headwind. But if we were to see another $10 or so on crude oil prices for whatever reasons, that would not be good. Now, let's hope that doesn't happen. And I think for economic reasons, it's very unlikely to happen. So it would probably be supply threats or maybe some too much buying in those commodity markets. And you know what havoc that caused a few years ago. Let's hope that doesn't happen again. Okay, and on that note, all the very best to all of you.